October 14th through 20th, Philippians and Colossians. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Read Philippians and Colossians, thinking about the children you teach. Seek inspiration about how to teach them the principles in these epistles. Invite sharing. Ask the children what they did this past week to reach out to someone who needed a friend, as discussed in last week's class.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 9. Church leaders love me and pray for me. Paul often began his epistles by expressing love for church members and telling them that he prayed for them. Consider how you can help the children understand that their church leaders love them. Possible activities. Read Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 9 aloud, and ask the children to fold their arms and bow their heads every time they hear the words pray, praying, and prayer. Explain that the Apostle Paul prayed for church members, just as our church leaders pray for us today. Show a picture of Jesus Christ and share examples of him praying for someone. See Luke chapter 22, verse 32, and 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 21 and 23. What did Jesus ask for when he prayed for others? Help the children name some of their church leaders, such as the primary president, the bishop, and the president of the church. Explain that these leaders ask Heavenly Father to bless the children and help them live righteously. Consider telling the children what you say when you pray for them. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 8. I can rejoice in the Lord. Paul encouraged the saints to rejoice, even though they faced difficult trials, and Paul himself was in captivity. How will you help the children see that living the gospel brings joy? Possible activities. Help the children to listen for a repeated word as you read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Ask the children to show what you might do when they rejoice. Help them understand that to rejoice in the Lord means to feel happy because we have the gospel and because Jesus Christ loves us. Bring objects or pictures that represent things that help you rejoice in the Lord. You could bring a beautiful creation of God, or a picture of the temple, the resurrected Savior, or a family. Let the children take turns selecting a picture or object, and then tell them why it makes you happy. Invite them to share things that help them rejoice in the Lord. Read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 together, and help the children think of things that fit the descriptions in the verse. See also Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13. Give the children pieces of paper and let them draw pictures of these things to help them think on the things Paul described. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, and chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. My faith should be rooted in Jesus Christ. If the children can build their lives and their faith on the Savior, they will be able to withstand the storms of life. Possible activities. Show the picture of a tree from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families while you read key phrases from Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, and chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, or show the video Spiritual Whirlwinds on LDS.org. What would happen to this tree if a storm came and the tree did not have strong roots? Let the children stand and pretend to be a tree that has weak roots in a storm and then a tree with strong roots. How can faith in the Savior help us be like a tree with strong roots? Invite a child to draw a tree on the board. Ask the children to name some things they can do to be rooted in Jesus Christ. Each time a child names something, invite him or her to add a root to the drawing. Teach the doctrine, older children. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. If I have faith in Jesus Christ, I can be happy even during hard times. Paul suffered many trials, but he was happy because he had faith in Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Ask the children to imagine that they are in prison, just as the Apostle Paul was when he wrote the Epistle to the Philippians. Read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13 with the children, and ask them to look for the following words: rejoice, peace, content. Why was Paul able to rejoice and feel peace even in prison? Help the children find the words Lord, God, and Christ in the verses. Help them understand that Paul's faith in Jesus Christ made it possible for him to rejoice. Invite the children to help you complete sentences like the following. I can be in the dark and still see if I have a blank. I can be outside on a hot day and still feel cool if I have a blank. I can have hard times and still find joy if I blank. Help the children think of ways they can find joy in Jesus Christ when they have hard times. They can sing a hymn, read a favorite scripture, serve someone, or say a prayer of thanks. What does Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13 suggest? Share with the children some hymns or scriptures that help you find joy during hard times. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I can think on things that are true, honest, and pure. Children are often exposed to things that are evil and impure. You can help them seek after uplifting and virtuous things. Possible activities. Ask one child to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 aloud, while the others look for words in Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13, that are the same or similar. Invite someone to write these words on the board. Provide simple definitions of these words and have the children match the definitions to the words. Why should we think on these things? How can we seek after them? Ask the children to name things that fit the descriptions in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Invite them to keep a list this week of anything they notice that fits these descriptions. Encourage them to bring their lists to primary next week and share what they found. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, and chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. My faith should be rooted in Jesus Christ. Satan tries to weaken the children's faith through temptations and false doctrines. How can you inspire the children to strengthen their faith in the Savior so that they are, quote, not moved away from the hope of the gospel, end quote? Possible activities. Invite the children to draw pictures that represent the truths they find in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, and chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Let them share their pictures with the class and explain the truths their pictures represent. Show the video Spiritual Whirlwinds. What are some temptations and false doctrines in the world today that can weaken our faith? What can we do to strengthen our faith so that we are rooted in Jesus Christ?
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to share with their families what they learned about being rooted in Christ. They could use this week's activity page or a scripture they read during class today. Improving our teaching. Children are curious to learn through new and varied experiences. Use activities that help children move about, use all their senses, explore, and try new things. The suggestions in Meeting the Needs of Younger Children at the beginning of this resource can help. See also Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 25 and 26.